Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. Our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
My name is Chris Bryant, and I work for Gravitech Labs, and we've been developing a module called Patterns for basically managing and automating Drupal site configurations and making it so that they're pluggable. You can set up features that are kind of standalone and combine them, kind of take and install profiles to the next level and really install profiles. It's a one-time thing, and you do it in the beginning, and that's it. You can't do anything later. So we're really, you know, breaking it up so that you don't have to do it during an install. You can do it when you already have an existing site. And you could add a wiki feature or a blog feature or an image gallery feature, and that would combine and set up content types, views, menus, blocks, pretty much all the configuration you would need. We've added YAML support, so it's based on XML. You know, we've added pluggable support so that you can use PHP, you can use YAML, and hopefully JSON, and also integrate with web services as well so that you could do configurations from other places. We've just rewritten the core of it into a configuration framework module that hopefully is something that could be reasonably possibly included in core, and that cleans things up a lot and a lot better base and framework to work with. That's the base of it.
So it sounds like kind of a package manager. Is that correct? So tell me a little bit about the imagined workflow, where how someone would sort of set something up, and then what would happen to these packages from there.
Sure. Yeah, it's similar to that concept. You know, right now there's package manager would include getting modules, and that's a big challenge right now because there's not a way to easily go and grab all the modules you need. And we're looking at if we can integrate with the plugin manager. So that might be a possibility so that we can go and grab all the modules in a secure fashion. But yeah, you know, once we can get all the modules, then yeah, we'd have basically a package that here's the modules and here's the features you need. But apart from having the modules, okay, right now you'd have to go manually get the modules. Yeah, the basic workflow is that a user would come to a site, download Drupal. It would have like a patterns install profile or just be part of the core, you know, Drupal. And during the install, it would say provide a list of checkboxes, like which patterns do you want to run? Do you want to set up a blog, or do you want to set up, you know, there would be a development one, which set up common modules for development, like Devel, Coder, you know, Schema, et cetera, all these different modules to help with that. And administration pattern. Here's something that will help your day-to-day administration be a little bit easier. So they would check which ones and hit continue. It would set that stuff up for them, and then they'd get in and start working on their site. Or they could have an existing site already and they want to add some features to it. And basically they would come into the patterns module, and it's something we're working on as server client functionality as well. So any site that has patterns, you can publish a pattern and it will add it to a domain.com/patterns.xml, kind of like an RSS feed, but for, you know, public patterns of functionality on the site. And it could also ping back to the server to say, okay, here's a list of all public available patterns. But basically, you would be able to put in any domain name that has public patterns and get a list of them, check which ones you want, import them. You know, we'd have a community site either on Drupal.org or somewhere else that, you know, here's a bunch of patterns like ratings and comments and, you know, community involvement and developing all of them together. So that's the general workflow.
And so when you have a feature on a Drupal site, it's a little bit more than just the features sometimes. It's configurations, other things. Maybe talk a little bit about the challenge of, like, encapsulating what a feature is or what a pattern is.
Sure. There's a lot of, you know, work that's gone into doing this in different areas. So there's install profile generator, basically, that will kind of allow you to do something similar to put it into install profile, take existing components off the site and say, yeah, I want this content type, I want this view, I want this menu item, and these blocks all to be packaged together as one set of functionality. And there's also a module, Context and Spaces by Development Seed, that have been working on that as well. I mean, it comes at it from a different approach, but it enables you to do a similar functionality where you can group parts of a site together and then later enable or disable that on a site, or also export it to use it on other sites as well. So yeah, there's a lot of people that are working on that, and that's definitely something that we don't have fully yet right now. Right now we're manually writing the patterns, and you know, that was another big part of patterns is we wanted these formats that non-developers could write as well. So, you know, something like YAML where it's very easy to read, very obvious what's going on, and, you know, there's no code or tags. It's just straightforward. But, yeah, basically being able to generate that stuff automatically off an existing site. And our vision is that you would have go to an admin page and, you know, the top-level Drupal components would be listed there. So, you know, a section for content types, a section for use, not too much details, but basically you could just check, yeah, I'm going to add a content type, I'm going to add a view, you know, block, I want to, or potentially even some content into this pattern, check which ones of those, and hit next, and then we go and export all of that and create the code for you. And then, yeah, you'd have a file that you could put into SVN, you could modify later. And, you know, one other component of it is, you know, the ability to provide optional values or values that a user can input, which we don't have yet, but it's close on the horizon. We're working on it. But yeah, basically before patterns run, there would be sections in there that would say, this is required, this is optional, this requires user input. And it would kind of build and create a form for that would, you know, edit that before it's run and allow the user. So if you're setting up the initial site and it's like, it would just ask, okay, what's the site name going to be, you know, and guide people through those steps maybe, as opposed to just, okay, here's the site configuration admin page that you got to go to.
How did patterns come about? What was the itch that you guys were trying to scratch by creating this?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. I mean, everyone's dealing with setting up, you know, everyone that's got a development shop or individual person that's building websites has built more than one site, you know. And so it's like you're constantly reusing and redoing a lot of the same stuff over and over and over. So a lot of just clicking through forms and you know, we wanted to automate that and make it a little bit more, you know, just make it so we're saving ourselves time and not clicking around, you know, Drupal all day. And then another thing is we were working with Warner Brothers Records and they had asked us to do an install profile for them. And so we're like, you know, but having worked with them closely for a while, we were like, okay, you know, their requirements are changing regularly and it's hard to make an install profile, keep up with that. And then also down the road when a site, you already have set up a site, it's like, how are you going to change? The configuration is changing and, you know, the best practices and so forth, how do you keep up with that on already existing sites? So that's when we started writing patterns, was to solve that issue.
So what happens next? I know there's all these different sort of approaches that are out there, but what do you hope to see down the road here? What's the next steps?
Well, for us, we've abstracted the core patterns out into the configuration framework, and the code was just released for that this week, or last week was uploaded into CVS. So, you know, the main goal in writing that is to make it something that is a little bit more, you know, is a better candidate for inclusion into core, something developers can understand a little bit better as well. I think, you know, there's this, when a developer hears, okay, patterns, XML, it's like, oh, that's not what I want or need, you know. But really with the configuration framework and supporting PHP as well, and, you know, basically allowing a module to ship with its own patterns as well, that here's optional configurations. Here's our default configuration, but here's some optional ones that will set up a lot more stuff for you and more advanced, and even go and set up other modules if you have those for you. So hopefully that's where it's going. And yeah, you know, we're going to push and see if it's possible that what we've written for the configuration framework could potentially go into Drupal core or not, you know.
Great. Well, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.